The only surviving guest of a lunch hosted by an Australian woman in her home near Melbourne has begun giving evidence at her murder trial. Ian Wilkinson told the courtroom in Victoria that he and his wife Heather had been very happy to be invited to the lunch, which was hosted by Erin Patterson. But the meal left Heather and two other relatives dead, and Mr. Wilkinson seriously ill. Erin Patterson is on trial for the murder of three people and the attempted murder of another, and she has pleaded not guilty. Nino Bucci is justice and courts reporter with The Guardian newspaper in Australia. He's on the line. Nino, thanks a million for taking our call. The lunch was beef Wellington, mashed potatoes and green beans, and the beef dish contained toxic mushrooms. Mr. Wilkinson was ill for a very long time in hospital, including 3 weeks in intensive care. What did he tell the courtroom about the lunch and how it was served and everything around that?
Good morning, Audrey. Yes, Ian Wilkinson went into some detail today about that lunch and attending Erin Patterson's house with the other lunch guests. They all arrived together in one car. It was a newly built house, and she sort of ushered them into this sort of open plan kitchen, living, dining area. And if you can imagine, the kitchen island bench ran parallel to the dining table. And he said that Erin was preparing food on one side of the kitchen bench. The wives, so Gail and Heather, were standing on the other side of that bench talking to Erin Patterson as she was preparing the food. And Ian and Don Patterson were sort of standing off close to the dining table. And he said, look, I could see Erin mashing potatoes. Later on, I saw the plates of food. He then sort of under questioning said, look, I may have seen the beef Wellington's actually being put on these plates, and then the other wives carried the plates over to the table. Erin carried her own plate, which was a different plate to the four that had already been carried over, and then they sat down to eat what he said was a fairly normal lunch, apart from the news that Erin sort of gave to them at the end of that lunch, which was that she told him she was suffering from cancer. So that's how the lunch ended. But he said other than that, it was a very normal and quite pleasant sort of afternoon.
And the three people who died were, as we say, Ian's wife, Heather, and then Erin Patterson's former mother-in-law and father-in-law. They also died. He spoke of how the medical staff reacted in the hospital when the medics determined that it was poisonous mushrooms that was causing their illness.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, it was quite an amazing piece of evidence, really. He said that basically the morning after the lunch, when they'd been quite unwell the night, that night, him and his wife, and they sort of were vomiting and sort of felt that, look, we've probably got gastro here. But Simon Patterson, so Erin's estranged husband, came around and said, look, we really think you guys should get to hospital. And he sort of thought, no, we'll be fine. It's just a bit of gastro, a few hours, we'll be fine. But basically, you know, within hours of that, he and the following morning, he'd been woken up in hospital by basically the doctor there. And, you know, as he said, literally ran through the hallways to get loaded into an ambulance and taken to what's known as a tertiary hospital up in Melbourne. From there, he received further treatment and, you know, actually told the court that the last thing he could sort of remember from that treatment was basically being given a charcoal substance to drink, which the court's previously heard is a fairly common treatment for suspected death cap mushroom poisoning. But that basically after that, he was sedated, intubated, taken to another even bigger hospital in Melbourne, where he was placed in intensive care and effectively stayed there and was sort of moved eventually to a rehabilitation ward and then eventually discharged, but not until sort of September 2023, so a sort of full 2 months almost after that lunch.
Yeah, and the relationship that he and his wife had with Erin Patterson, how did he describe that?
Yeah, so look, he said, you know, they were basically acquaintances. They didn't see a lot of each other. He described the relationship as not having much depth, but being, you know, friendly and amicable. He said that his wife Heather had seen more of Erin than he did and spoke to her more, but that they didn't really consider the relationship close. And he sort of, you know, later, I guess, elaborated on that by saying that he'd never actually been inside a house that Erin had lived in for a meal. He'd never been inside at all. He'd sort of stopped by various houses she'd lived with over the years since she'd been married to Simon, but had never been inside for a meal. So the mere sort of invitation to this lunch was something they were a little bit sort of surprised by, given that relationship, as he said, wasn't particularly close.
Well, it's a murder trial which is attracting a huge amount of attention worldwide. Nino, thank you very much indeed for bringing us up to date. Nino Bucci there, justice and courts reporter with The Guardian newspaper in Australia.